Shabbat Shalom, everybody, on the Sabbath. It's beautiful to be here today, and I'll start the audio, the video. Here it is, and I'll shrink that, and I'll put up the study, and we're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabim Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Let's ask God to bless and launch this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord and God, first for forgiveness of sins. Have mercy upon every one of us, Lord and God. I ask you to forgive me for everything I do and everyone else. May you always have mercy upon every one of us, Lord and God. Bless this day as we come before your holy throne, covered by the blood of Yeshua. We don't do anything presumptuously, but sometimes we just do things that displease you. But Heavenly Father, bless this day, bless the reading, help everyone in their lives, strengthen everyone, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the fear of God. And I thank you again for the blood of Yeshua. I thank you for eternal life. I can't wait to meet you, Father. It's going to be a wonderful day. And I thank the Lord for everything you've done for us and everything you're going to do in Yeshua's name. And lead us and guide us and direct us in our lives. And show us, Lord and God, where you want us to be. And I thank you again for the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Here we are. Today we're on Maple Street in Hohenwald, Tennessee, High Forest. And there's the phone number, there's the email, there's the website. Let's see, we're still sadly using the Gregorian calendar for 441 years later. We're still using it, and it's September 30th, 2023. September used to be the seventh month, but now it's the ninth month. Jehovah has his own calendar, which is, of course, deleted from the world. Today is Ha'etanim 14. God's calendar, Ha'etanim. We're allowed to say all the names of the months, too. It's the seventh month of God, Ha'etanim. This evening starts the Feast of Tabernacles, the seventh month, Ha'etanim. That's day 15. That starts tonight. And that's from October 1st to the 8th, Sunday to Sunday, will be the Feast of Tabernacles. And here's where we get the name from, even though we don't like to diminish from the Word of God. It says, and all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month Ha'etanim, which is the seventh month. So we're allowed to say that. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Jehovah. So we have a Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. So, October, the eighth month. Now it's the tenth month, yeah. It's going to be October, yeah. Today's topic is just a small topic I brought up. I don't know how I got this, but it popped in my mind. Today's God's Sabbaths, yeah. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Amen. And not only that, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. He rested, yeah. Speak unto the children of Israel, and that's you too, obviously, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep. It's a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Jehovah that doth sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it's holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. We only do what God told us to do on Sabbaths. For whosoever doth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off among this people. 6 days may work be done. So we're going to go out there and labor and work and get the paycheck. 6 days. But the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Jehovah. Whosoever doth any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. That's what God thinks. That's how merciful he is. If you break his Sabbath, he puts you to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. So it's a perpetual covenant, the Sabbath. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. It is. 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Amen. And God didn't rest because he was tired, because he never gets weary. He rested because he was finished. Right. We have Yeshua, who's known as Jesus in English. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. And I never understood how everyone knows that Matthew 24 is talking about the end times, and it talks about pray that your flight's not on the Sabbath day. There's still a Sabbath there. That's Matthew 24:20. Don't forget that verse. You know, many years ago, I looked up a few calendars, the Hellenic calendar, the Roman calendar, the Julian calendar, and of course, the Julian calendar was introduced in 45 BC, and the Gregorian calendar came in 1582. Like I said, it's 41 years later from 2023. We still use today, which contains modifications from the Julian calendar. And when I looked it up, you know, I found that the months may have different amount of days, but the seventh day was always the same, the Sabbath. The word Sabbath is 60 times in the Gospels and letters. So, you might ask, what are we doing here today? Well, we're here to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Sabbath is the fourth commandment and part of the covenant given to us on Mount Sinai in the third month called Sivan. We are allowed to say Sivan for the third month, okay? In case you didn't know. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it, you're not supposed to do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your men servant, your maid servant, nobody's supposed to work around your house or coming around and do gardening or whatever they have. Nor your cattle, even your animals are supposed to rest. And the stranger, if you have any strangers with you, even they're supposed to rest within your, anyone that's within your gates. That used to be a total breaker for people in the past. Within your gates. 6 days, Jehovah made heaven and earth and the sea. Wow. That's all it took them, 6 days. And all that in them is. And there's a lot of stuff that's in them. Think about all the micro stuff and the nano stuff and all the stuff that's in the ocean and the bacteria and the whole thing. I mean, you can't even imagine. It says, he made the heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Just think of all the things that are out there today. He made everything and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So it's holy to God, and it's blessed. So we're part of the sign to the world today that we're keeping the Sabbath. They all know we're here. A lot of people know we're here today, but they won't even come and say, what are you guys doing in there? Not one person has the curiosity. The devil keeps it a secret. The Feast of Jehovah. Leviticus 23 is the famous chapter. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them concerning the feast of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. We see the word holy convocations, time to get together, the public meeting, a sacred assembly. And then he goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done. The seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You're not supposed to do any work. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. So everywhere you see that, within your gates and all your dwellings, that means wherever you dwell today, it's supposed to be Sabbath conscious, worthy. Until this day, some people are still breaking the fourth commandment each week by not keeping the Sabbath as it is described above. I'm going to just define a few words for you. Zachar means to mark, to remember, by implication to mention, to talk about. You go, oh yeah, it's Sabbath tomorrow. Well, today's the Sabbath. Make mention of, you know, recount, record, be mindful, to be remembered. You know, you can read all those words, but that's what the Zachar means. That's it. It's a prime root of the word, too. Holy convocation. That's, you know, a lot of times people read that, they have no idea what that means. They just speed read it. But holy convocation is a mikra is a convocation, a convoking, a reading, a calling together, a sacred assembly, something called out. That is a public meeting. And that's by the persons or the place. It's also a rehearsal, which is really, that's a mikra. That's that convocation part. And holy means, obviously, a sacred place to God, consecrated to God, dedicated to God. It's holiness to God. And you could read all those words, but they all mean the same thing. It's set apart to the living God, the holy God. This is not a long study today. I just want to do a quick little study because we got a lot of things going on. No civil work. What in the world is that? I probably say that wrong. It's servile. Melechet avodah. What's that mean? Well, we know avodah means work of any kind, bond servant, labor, servants, tillage, work. And of course, melechet is, you know, no public occupation, you know, so no kind of work at all. We don't go to work today. We don't go wash the floor. We don't go, we don't go cut the grass. We just don't do any of that stuff. We've got 6 days to do that. And we have the word moshav in all your dwellings. So that means it's your assembly, your dwelling place, dwelling at your situation, at your location, at the time of your dwelling. So Sabbath is really important, moshav. And that's what that means. And there's 7 other Sabbaths besides the weekly Sabbath that we found out recently, you know, a while back. There's 7 other holy days which are treated like a Sabbath. No work, no buying and selling. And they're in the first month, the third month, and the 7th month. It's interesting, huh? The first month has 2 extra Sabbaths. The 3rd month has 1 extra Sabbath. And the 7th month has 4 extra Sabbaths. That makes 7. 4, 5, 6, 7. So here it is. The first month, Ha Aviv, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzot, the 15th. First day you should have a holy convocation. You're not going to do any work. Then we have the second Sabbath. You should offer, the 7th day is a holy convocation. You should do no civil work. That's the 21st day of Feast of Unleavened Bread. Then we have the 3rd month, Chag HaShavuot, Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Weeks. And that's always on Sunday. It's always the first day of the week. And it's always a Sabbath, too. Just think, the Pentecostals don't even do that. They don't know about the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. You know, they don't know that. And then we have, that's the 3rd one, and you shall proclaim the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no civil work therein. It's a statute. This one's a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. I don't know how many generations are left in this planet, but I don't know. Then we have the 7th month, Ha'etanim. We have Zichron Teruah. And that's the memorial of blowing trumpets. The first day is a Sabbath. We did that recently. We speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. And people read this, but they think it's over or it's in the past or something. Well, to us, it's a Sabbath. You shall do no civil work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire, which we don't do those things. We don't do offerings like that anymore. I did the study on offerings the other day. It was really good. Then we have the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippurim, the 10th day of the 7th month. Also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. There shall be a holy convocation unto you. You shall afflict your souls by an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. And you shall do no work in that selfsame day, for it's a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you, before Jehovah your God. Whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day shall be cut off from among his people. You know, when something's cut off, that means it's part of you anymore. You get your arm cut off, it's severed off. You don't have it, you know, whatever. So that's the way it really is. Whatsoever soul be that doth any work in that selfsame day, that soul will I destroy from among his people. You better make sure you're ready to meet the Lord at that point in time. We really believe that God did the spring feast right to the letter of the word. So why wouldn't he do the fall feast right on the letter to the word too? And we believe that you know, this is what we do believe, and if we're wrong, may God forgive us. But we think one day we're going to hear the trumpet, and you better be forgiven because God's going to return if you want a tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity. And that's what it's all about. And we rehearse these days, too. We don't do any work. It's a statute throughout your generations and all your dwellings. That's really important. It's a Shabbat Shabbaton. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even to even, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. That's what we do. We don't see the big deal. Here's the seventh Sabbath, Chag of Sukkot. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. That's the 15th. That's tonight. Starts tonight. And it's all day tomorrow. And then the seventh Sabbath is this on the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. So you shall make an offering made by fire. It's a solemn assembly. You should do no work the self-same day. And that's the 22nd day. So even though there's a seven-day feast, there's also an eighth-day, which is treated as a Sabbath. This year we have double Sabbaths because they all end up on Friday. They end up on Saturday and Sundays. So this is not a long study today, but the Feast of Tabernacles starts this evening. That's October 1st to 8th, Sunday to Sunday. And we'll have a lot of reading, of course. That's why I didn't do a big study, because we'd read a lot. And the Bible says they read from day to day, and we're going to read from day to day, too. See you soon. So Shabbat Shalom. And I hope you got something out of this that most people never heard. Just think, Seventh-day Adventists never heard of seven other Sabbaths. And most Seventh-day Adventists, they all do something different, too, we found out. They all, one day they, some don't work, some work a little bit, some just go to a service, some, you know, they all got some kind of stupid thing going on. But anyway, that's just made up by a lady that's a false prophet, Ellen White, but we don't follow her at all. Anyway, I thank you for being here, and I wanted to read something else to you, but I thank you for being here, and God bless you. We'll be back in an hour. May God always be with you. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. So I'm going to stop the recording, and we'll be back later. But I do want to read something to everybody here real quick before you take off. Let's see here. Let me find it. Let's see. Okay. Here's what I wanted to read to you. Now, I asked, just between me and everybody here, I asked God to forgive me today. Because of we made our booth ahead of time, and you're not supposed to do that. It says they found written. This is what we're like Nehemiah's. They found written in the law of Jehovah. Jehovah commanded, okay, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in their cities and Jerusalem, and go forth unto the mount. We're going to fetch olive branches, pine branches, myrtle branches, palm trees, and branches of thick trees to make boots. Right? As it is written. So the people went forth and they brought them and they made themselves boots. So besides us making, I asked God to forgive me because we made our boot, you know, yesterday. And that's wrong. We're supposed to make it on the day of the 15th. But we also heard that some other people here had people help them, that the devils out there helped them build a booth. Is that true? Yes or no? Is that true? Yes. Did you have some satanic people help you? Yeah, and those are evil. Right, and those are devil people helping you build God's sukkah, which is a stinking abomination to God. And that's even worse. I would never have the enemy. There's nobody in the Bible. It says right here, they made themselves boots, every one, upon the roof of their house and in their courts. So you'd never, especially to me, what I did was wrong. I asked God to forgive me because I did it on the wrong day, which is ridiculous. But I think also having evil people help you build a booth is bad too, because it's the wrong day when you have brothers and sisters that are willing to come and help you. And we all did it on the wrong day, and we all did everything wrong. And, you know, so I take the first blame, that I'm sorry, you know, before God, and I hope, you know, God forgives. I know God will forgive us all, but you never have the unsaved people also build you a booth on the wrong day, because it doesn't say that. It says you make yourself booths. See that right there? The people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths. You don't have anybody else build it for you. And if you can't do it, I'm always available. Zach's around, our sister's around. We're always here to help assist you. So whatever you think about what I'm saying, I ask God to forgive us. If you don't believe me, you can just do what you want to do. But I know what it says right here, okay? And I'm going to do what it says. And all the congregation of them made booths and sat under them. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what it says. So to do it ahead of time because it's going to get dark or it's too hot or too something, throw that out the window. You're supposed to do it on the 15th day of the seventh month. And if you don't believe that, you can just go up here to Leviticus. The 15th day of the seventh month, you shall take unto you the first day boughs of goodly trees. And that's what we're going to do, the first day of the seventh month. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build our booths, like it says down there, because we're like a bunch of Nehemiahs on the seventh month, because we found the same thing. And we're going to build the booth, and we're going to go get branches, I guess, tomorrow, and do it the right way for a change, instead of doing everything the way we makes it a little easier for us, makes it more comfortable for us. But that's not what it's about. It's supposed to be a day of rejoicing before God. And may God have mercy upon me. And I hope you got something out of this. But anyway, God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And I'll stop that. That wasn't online, by the way. That was between us, the congregation. And I'm saying this all as the minister. I'm not saying this as Angelo or Malachi. I'm saying this as the minister of One and Messiah. Everything that we do, we have to make sure we're doing it according to the Word of God. Otherwise, we're just doing our own thing because it's easier or freer or whatever. And we don't do it the wrong way. And I felt sorry. I thought to myself, God, I did it on the wrong day. Anyway, may God have mercy upon us. What can I say? Anyway, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And if anybody disagrees with what I just said, then you can throw these pages in the Bible in the trash, okay? So that's all I could tell you. But anyway, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Boom.